Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Cannot wait for tomorrow. What I thought Clary was getting at there, he's going full Nats on us. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, we've established a nice foundation. We've made some deals. We've got some kids, but we're not winning yet. This is the year where we start to invest some funds. Oh, wait, I'm being told.
Hold on.
The Nats aren't even players in the Juan Soto sweepstakes. You see this today?
Yeah, of course.
Soto has met with several ball clubs. He has received offers, by way of multiple reports now, from five different teams. Those teams are, stop me when you hear Nationals, okay?
Okay, here we go. I'll stop you.
So you're listening for Nationals. These are the teams that have made Juan Soto an offer. Soto, by the way, who has said he'd love to play in D.C., loves it here, best performance of his career right here in the nation's capital. You'd stand a reason you want to get in on those sweepstakes. You have zero payroll. You know who the highest paid National is on their payroll for this year? Luis Garcia, making $5 million. You know who the second highest paid National on their payroll is this year? I'll tell you. Just listen. K-Bert Ruiz.
Here we go.
Making $5 million. They're not paying anyone. If they want to, they can go get Juan Soto. Now, they don't want to. And we knew all along they weren't going to get Juan Soto, and we've tried to let everybody know that was not going to happen. But five teams are at least pretending to be in on Juan Soto by putting up their paddles.
He's pretending.
Here are the teams. The Mets.
Yeah, you knew that, right?
The Yankees. The Red Sox.
He's going to say Nationals in a second. I know he is.
The Blue Jays.
Okay.
One more. It is a National League team.
Oh.
So here you go.
The?
They did play in that Nats-Dodgers division series in 2019.
One played in that series.
Yeah. The Dodgers.
Damn it.
Mets, Yankees, Red Sox, Blue Jays, Dodgers.
Now, here's the thing. There's 25 teams that aren't raising the paddles because they know it's unrealistic. They know it probably doesn't make a lot of sense in terms of team building to pay somebody that much money. They get it.
But
you could start doing that with every person that plays Major League Baseball if they cost more than 17 cents. Are they in on anybody? And the answer is no.
That'll be the big question.
No, they're not.
But look, it's football season. We're coming up on Thanksgiving. Washington's got a 7-5 team that could be playoff bound, so the Nats are getting a little pass on that. But I will just say, as an aside, that it is absolutely time for them to spend some money as an ownership group. And if they don't, fans, and that means you guys, should be irate. Because to my knowledge, they're not lowering season ticket prices. It's not a cheap ticket to get. It's not easy to go navigate Nats Park, right? The baseball operations staff, led by Mike Rizzo and this is Mark Shalaba and Mike DiBartolo and you know that whole crew of guys that run that outfit. They have saved ownership's bacon with trade-driven efficiency in the rebuild. They're in a really good spot, actually, if they were to actually supplement with some star, major league, decent talent now. They're going to be interesting and middling as of right now, just based on the young core that they put together. But if they want to be good and competitive, they're three or four additions away, probably. And that's where ownership has to come in. And the payroll with Luis Garcia and K-Bert Ruiz as your highest paid players at this point is the tell. There's nobody on the payroll. They look like the Marlins or the A's, Danny, when you look up who they're paying. I mean, seriously, it's like Miami, Oakland, Washington. That's what it looks like.
Yep.
So the last few years of the rebuild, I'm on board. There's no reason to spend big. You're not blocking kids. You got to see who's good and who isn't. You got to give opportunities to your youngsters as they graduate. It's now time to do that. And if they don't, Nats fans, sports fans, people in this city should absolutely be livid. And frankly, the media needs to start, I'd say, beating the drums and sounding the bugles a little bit. Because if there's no pressure, if it's just this big, well, whatever, you know, it's okay. You know, they have a payroll of $40 million and they'll go out and they'll win 73 games. It's not okay.
No.
In the nation's capital.
No. And I understand how we got here. It's a lot of bad luck. A lot of things that's nobody's fault. Right? Global pandemic happens the year after you win the World Series. That changed things. There should have been a huge cash influx. The TV deal isn't necessarily anybody's fault. I understand how we got here. But my point is, we are here. Nobody's saying you've got to do what the Red Sox and the Yankees and the Dodgers do, which is print your own money and go crazy. what everyone, I think, is saying. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what I'm saying is, when you move on from Kyle Finnegan after not trading him, you just give him his walking papers. You could have got something back that's a human being, that's someone with a pulse, maybe a shot at someone. If you're moving on from him because he's too expensive, you're going to get, and you're not going to fill that void. Like, all you're doing is being cheap. There's no longer there's a strategy behind it or whatever. Any type of move that's made simply to not pay somebody, it has nothing to do with being good, bad, or indifferent. If the move is, we can't afford Tanner Rainey, we were patient with that guy for a rebuilding team for years, for potentially this season where he finally comes back, removed from Tommy John, et cetera, to be good, and he's gone because he might cost $1.7 million on arbitration. What are we doing?
On Finnegan, by the way, I think this is an important thing to hit. Kyle Finnegan is now a free agent. He'll be leaving Washington very likely unless they get him back, I guess, on a cheaper deal than they would have paid him. He was not set to be a free agent. This is very different.
Yeah, arbitration eligible.
If a guy is contracts ending and he's leaving in free agency, that happens. They opted to let him become a free agent by non-tendering him instead of paying him for another year on his contract because he was set to make upwards of, say, $8.5, $9 million, and they probably view him more as a $7 or $7.5 million player. And from a baseball perspective, they are right. The counting stats, 38 saves last year, don't really match the underlying numbers.
That would entitle him to a pay raise, and if their point is that's an overpay, I happen to agree, by the way. But I don't think that's crazy.
But they're doing the Nats math of, well, we got to spend $12 million this year, so let's free up $9 million from Finnegan, and now you're only really paying $3 million. Mm-hmm. That's Nats math. The math should be, is Finnegan a helpful, good reliever? Then who cares if you're overpaying him by $1.5 or $2 million? And if the Braves or some winning team that has a real payroll and has actual money being spent on players did what the Nats are doing with Kyle Finnegan, I would say that's really smart. That team gets it. I like that data-driven approach because they know he's not quite worth it. But when the Nats do it and you're paying no one, and then you say, oh, this guy at $9 million, probably $2 million more than we think he's actually worth, no, we'll save that $2 million, and we just won't pay him at all, and we'll let him hit free agency and reallocate the money. Forgive my skepticism. I'm not really sure if you reallocate the money. Again, baseball-wise, that's Rizzo and his group looking at this saying, this guy's not worth $9 million. They're not wrong. But if it matters that much to maybe be right on $2 million when your payroll
is zero outside of him,
nothing, we got problems here.
Right. I mean, to me, you know, and you might disagree with this, I think that's fine, but I need an organization to know, hey, we don't think he's worth what he's going to get next year in arbitration, or we don't want to have the pay increase. There's a trade deadline. I know contending teams aren't going to go, he's worth, you know, I don't know, our third best prospect in the org, and here's a trade package that you would get for Juan Soto or for Trey Turner or somebody that's legit.
Oh, no,
I understand
that. No mistake about it. They botched it. They absolutely should have traded him in July. They screwed that up.
And that's kind of my point here. So if the baseball folks had any kind of communication with the ownership staff going, hey, this might cost us a little bit more, but he's a good guy to have. All he's ever done is the right thing here. He's consistent. He answers the bell every day. The metrics aren't probably worth what he's going to command, but there's worth having somebody that's done the right thing because the organization rewards someone. If ownership goes, you know what, it's probably too rich for our blood, we could better allocate elsewhere. Now I know that, and I can do a baseball move where I can trade this person for something else. I have no problem. Instead, they have nothing, and they're going to fill it with nothing.
Correct.
That's everything about that's wrong. I'm so upset about it. All I've wanted to do for days is scream about it.
Yeah, and I'm glad that we are. Also, it makes me worry that the communication from ownership to the front office either wasn't there at the deadline or has shifted. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe they didn't know in July that they were going to have so little to spend, and now they need the $9 million that you free up with Finnegan so that you can spend elsewhere because you're not getting what you thought you would get. I mean, these are all my own theories. I don't know that I can back any of them up, but what I know is it's been a long time since they've spent any real money. That's what I know. And that they're in a pretty good spot because they've got a savvy front office that's made a bunch of really good trades. If not for that, they'd be one of the dregs of Major League Baseball. And it is time to open up that checkbook and to spend some money this offseason.